Segment number three of our 9 o'clock hour, our open line hour. And in this segment, we do our home maintenance how-to. It's something that we've launched in conjunction with our home maintenance calendar and our digital home maintenance app to help keep up with the maintenance of our home. And today we're talking clean water. We've brought in water expert, Mr. John Owens. And Mr. Owens, just real quick, brief history. You've been in it for 37 years, and that's impressive to me because I'm not trying to make you feel old, but I'm 37. you started this the year I was born.
Thanks, Romy. No, I'm a retired United States Marine in the first Gulf War. I was the chief hydrogeologist. I helped draft the laws of California, reclamation of waste of potable water. I'm the former president of the Arizona Water Quality Association, and I also briefed President Bush, President Clinton on water issues, first Bush one, and also stepped down in 2005 to be a worker BA. And I've been fortunate to be involved with nearly 10,000 Connecticut projects since 2005.
Whenever we come to the water topic, a couple of things we've got to address. Just hit it head on, get them out of the way up front so we don't get cluttered with questions afterwards. But one, are water softeners outlawed in other states, cities, municipalities?
Water systems are legal in every state in the United States, and they're legal in every country on the planet. And so that's a misconception.
Number two, you can soften water without an ionic exchange.
Yeah, there's unfortunately, there's no fairy tale out there. There's no magic silver bullet, and seek the advice of a trained professional and end up getting a proper diagnosis. And so I can tell you that the United States government, EPA, has invested well over $1 billion in the last decade studying water. You go to epa.gov, they have a database for every known contaminant, the maximum contaminant levels, the health implications of each contaminant, the best available technology for each contaminant. The best available technology is a cation exchange softener. There's no second or third choice. There's only one way to remove the hardness from the water.
And one point we always make when that comes up is, look, if these other quote-unquote magnet, electric, scale reducers, if they really worked, they would be bought up by the big manufacturers, or the big manufacturers would be coming out with their own line to compete with it.
Yeah, Connecticut.
That would have swallowed up the industry by now.
Yeah, Connecticut has invested over $2 billion in nearly 50 years in R&D, and we have many, many different patents in proprietary technology. And unfortunately, there's no alternative technology that ends up softening the water. And so what ends up happening is, if you wish to remove the scale, remove the buildup, and don't have to be married to the squeegee in the shower, don't have to buy jet dry, don't have to run the heat cycle and still have spots and still have static electricity and lint in the lid trap, unfortunately, you got to have a well-engineered, well-designed system. Proper water system does that.
And then we run into plumbers that oftentimes will say, no, we don't recommend, which is funny because you would think somebody dealing with the water lines and somebody that sees the scale and the buildup on a regular basis and they see the corrosion from hard water, I never could figure out why they wouldn't promote water treatment.
The question is why don't plumbers support or agree or put in water systems? And the reason why it's controversial is because, generally speaking, people go by their limitation of their own experience. And if you look at a water heater life cycle in Arizona, typically has an average life cycle of 5 to 6 years. Put in a water system, it still has a life cycle of 5 to 6 years. And because of that, plumbers say, hey, why would I have a water system when they only last 5 or 6 years? The reality of it is, if you have a well-engineered, well-designed system and have proper maintenance with your water heater, drain and flush the water heater, check the grounding on the plumbing, also inspect the anode rod on an annual basis, literally you can get a 12 to a 15-year life cycle out of your water heater. And if plumbers understood that, then they would have big supporters of that. But generally speaking, most people don't even know what they don't know, including water systems, water companies, and plumbers.
And our weekly home maintenance how-to, this one really, I guess if there's a do-it-yourself part in this aspect, it's how to properly select the right water treatment equipment for your home, because once that's properly installed, the number of maintenance items that can be reduced down the road start to add up. I mean, when you're looking at a well-engineered water treatment system, they say, what, 30% longer out of your water using appliances?
Yeah, your water heater, there's studies done at the New Mexico State Institute, and New Mexico State University found that a water heater will last, if you build up an eighth of an inch of scale, increase the cost of heating the water by 31%. If you go to a tankless water heater, it's even higher. And so I can tell you, having a good system is important. And the way to determine what you need, if you have public water, the federal government mandates that public providers that have 15 taps or greater have to test each source every 36 months. They average it together and issue a document called a consumer confidence report. So if you go physically to your local city or just go to their website, look on the water department for a document called a consumer confidence report. That'll give you a list of all the contaminants and all the information. And you can take that information, and if you walk around your house, all of your appliances have been tested by NSF. So you open up your dish machine, look at your water heater, or your electric knife at your refrigerator, they're all NSF tested, validated. You can go to nsf.org or the waterqualityassociation.org, and you can actually look up what individual contaminants at which particular technologies and systems have been certified to remove those contaminants. So you don't want to take out something that's not there. At the same time, you want to make sure what's there is addressed by your water treatment system.
What do you most commonly see when you're addressing water in Arizona?
In Arizona, it's a dizzying effect, and the reason why is because my family got lost here in 1860. When I was a kid, the population of Maricopa County was 500,000. Now we're 5.4 million people. It's greater than 26 states, and a weird thing happened.
And your family accounts for 2% of that growth, is what you estimate?
Unfortunately. Basically, what ends up happening is the water changed. In 1987, we enacted a law called the State Groundwater Management Act that mandates we have to transition from wells to surface water. There's not enough surface water because we're sword fighting with California, Nevada, Colorado, and also the native people and the farmers over who's going to get that water. So what ends up happening is we're doing groundwater banking, and that's code word for robbing Peter to pay Paul. So we're currently pumping out of the ground, and what ends up happening is there's not one great aquifer under the valley that covers the water. So what we have is little pool-sized elements of water. When we extract one dry, we go to the next one. So the water chemistry and water quality on the public water is right now fluctuating quite a bit. We only have a 48-month water bank, and we've depleted nearly 28 months of that 48-month bank. At the same time, we also have little county island pockets, and people have private wells. And so with your public water, you can get a public water report, the consumer confidence report. With a private well, the EPA suggests you have your water tested by an EPA-certified lab every 60 months. And armed with that information, you can take it to a water professional, and they can actually interpret the information from the well, particularly if you have a new well. They have what they call a well drill log, and that's a journal of all the geology inside the soil. With a well drill log and also the copy of the lab report, a water professional can interpret that and advise you as to best available technology to be able to address your issues.
And once we have that, we've got the technology, the system set up to purify the water coming into our home, because that's really the end goal of what we want. What is the ionic exchange that happens? How is it that we're taking that hard water and turning it to soft water?
What ends up happening is it's called a cation exchange, C-A-T-I-O-N. And what happened is the nearest metaphor I can use to describe is like if you were a kid and had a magnet, drag it around the yard, and iron filings grab on. Can only hold so much. So as water comes into contact with the little plastic bead of resin, it attracts to the external sides of the beads, and then the water goes into the house. And so the problem with it is little beads only have a fixed capacity. So at some point in time, they have to be cleaned, and they use a regenerant, and the regenerant is sodium chloride, potassium chloride, hydrochloric acid, and then it gets rinsed down the drain. So another metaphor I used to describe that is kind of like your laundry. Take Tide, whisk, and chair to clean the clothes, and then fresh water rinses the excess soap down the drain, and your clothes come out of the washer with no excess soap. Same thing happens with the softener.
And once that soft water then enters our home, the benefits for that soft water, we'd already mentioned the extended life of water using appliances, but the buildups in our showers, the buildups on our faucets, the reduced hardness and breakdown of our clothes and color fading.
Yeah, what ends up happening is if your house were to burn down and you rebuild, you have fire insurance to protect that. Really, a water system is plumbing insurance, water heater insurance, dishwasher insurance, and about 45% of the reconstruction of your house, if it burns down, is invested with pipes, plumbing, and water-using faucets and fixtures. So really, what we are is water heater insurance, dishwasher insurance, faucet insurance, plumbing insurance.
Now, you may have said this earlier when we came to the plumbing, and so you may have said something and I missed it. Earlier, but the good news for consumers or listeners as well is this is all on a podcast. You can replay it over and over. And did you mention how the water heater cycle works on an electric versus a two-tank system?
Well, what ends up happening is that the EPA suggests that the best available technology is a cation exchange water system. And there's basically only about 9 factories in the planet that manufacture those systems. There's hundreds of different retailers that are out there. So most of them have a single tank electric system. So a single tank provides soft water to the capacity of that tank. The problem is it's a fixed capacity. So at some point in time, you run out, and then there's a delay of time until 2 o'clock in the morning. That's the default cleaning time. And then it goes into a recharge. The problem is if you end up using excess water. So like you have kids, and if your kids have 3 extra kids and they spend the night after rodeo and take a shower, that's going to be extra water, which translates to you could run out of hard water. If you do 2, 3, 4, 5 loads of laundry on one Saturday trying to catch up with the laundry, then you're going to potentially run out. The advantage of Connecticut is we have the only twin tank non-electric system basically that never runs out. It's a primary and a reserve, and has a patented water meter that works just like the water meter on the street. So what ends up happening is when the first tank is dirty, switches to the second tank, continues to work. But instead of having a single technology, our most popular system is the hybrid technology, which integrates the best of the no salt folks, which basically is essentially carbon filtration along with the softening. So what we do is we take out mechanical filtration, dechlorination, and water softening. The advantage of that is people don't experience things like dry, itchy skin. They could use a pH balanced shampoo. Generally speaking, they can eliminate things like conditioner. They don't have to use extra hand creams, body creams, lotions. And the most important thing for the DIY folks out there, they don't have a continuing hobby as a plumber. Because if you're removing your chlorine and the hardness, the O-ring seals and gaskets throughout the house don't get attacked and destroyed prematurely.
I've told this story a few times on air here in the last couple of weeks, Mr. Owens, but it's really funny. It was sometime around 2003, 2004. I was busy building my home in Whitman. I pulled into a gas station. The 303 didn't exist. The Lake Pleasant cut-through didn't exist yet. To get out to Whitman, really, it was either up to Carefree Highway or Bell Road. Got off at Bell, and I was filling up gas. On the south side, there's a gas station car wash there. And you were filling up your truck, and we just started chatting, and you said, you know, Rosie on the House is too good of a brand, and Connecticut's too good of a brand for us not to work together. I understand it's not going to be today, but mark my words, someday we are going to be working together because we've got the same vision and mission. And it's been a pleasure having you all on board. I'd have to say my favorite thing about all of this is what Connecticut can put on every component they make.
Made in America.
Amen. Made in America.
Every Connecticut since 1970 has been made in America, and what we have is distribution throughout the world. Everything about Connecticut is patented, proprietary, exclusive, so if somebody tells you they have the same thing as Connecticut, they better look again, because obviously we don't license other folks to have it. And if you want an expert to come to your house, you can call us up. We can help you out.
John Owens, Connecticut Water System. Y'all service Tucson and Maricopa County areas, and we also have a Northern Arizona Quality Water, the Blaney's out of Sedona.
Yes, Jim and Martha Blaney do a great job in Northern Arizona, the best folks up there. At the same time, if you're looking for Central Arizona or Southern Arizona, give us a call, and we can help you out.
You can find Connecticut at rosieonthehouse.com, or just, search Connecticut, K-I-N-E-T-I-C-O.
Correct. It's ConnecticutAZ.com.